As the U.S. envoy to the United Nations, Madeleine Albright has been a highly visible advocate for U.S. foreign policy. She's also played an important policy-making role as a full-fledged member of the Clinton cabinet and the National Security Council. This background will help her as Secretary of State, assuming she's confirmed, but critics say she also lacks some important credentials. NPR's Ted Clark reports.
You might say Madeleine Albright has been an internationalist since childhood. The daughter of a Czechoslovak diplomat, she lived in several European capitals, and at age 11, the communist takeover of Czechoslovakia forced her family to flee to America. After an early marriage and the birth of her children, Albright began an academic career oriented to foreign affairs, eventually joining the faculty of Georgetown University. A staunch Democrat, she was a foreign policy advisor in the Muskie and Dukakis presidential campaigns, and she served on the national security staff of President Carter. She describes herself as a pragmatist. In an interview with NPR a few weeks ago, she spoke of a doability doctrine.
I think there is such a thing as a doability doctrine, which is that you look at the practical components, you try to figure out what the pieces are and if you can do something about it. And so what we need to be doing as we get prepared for the 21st century is to have this kind of, I guess it would be the new version of flexible response, of flexibility to use whatever tools there are to try to deal with a problem before it gets to be a major conflagration.
Albright initially opposed Operation Desert Storm, which expelled Iraqi troops from Kuwait. But in the Clinton administration, she was one of the first and one of the strongest advocates for using force to stop the war in Bosnia, a step Washington eventually took. Albright has received good training for the Secretary of State job at the United Nations, according to I.M. Dessler of the University of Maryland.
The UN job, where she's generally handled strongly, I think, combines several things that are required in the Secretary of State job. You're a public figure, you're visible both to the public and in the diplomatic community, you're a lot of heavy negotiating job, and a pretty broad range of substantive issues.
But Albright will have to overcome some obstacles if confirmed as Secretary of State. She's identified with the liberal wing of the Democratic Party, and she may have trouble winning the allegiance of conservative Democrats. And Ronald Steele of the University of Southern California says Albright faces another potential problem.
She doesn't have any relationships on Capitol Hill with the Congress. And I think that's going to be a requirement for a good Secretary of State, working with the Congress. I think it's going to be more important than it has in the past, because the big issues of foreign policy are not that obvious, they're not that pressing. And so you have to persuade Congress to do a lot of things that it doesn't want to do, and it's going to be a very divided Congress.
Perhaps the most frequent criticism of Albright has been that she lacks a strategic vision of foreign policy. Richard Haass of the Brookings Institution.
I think it's important that the administration's foreign policy have more vision than it's had. Otherwise, you tend to simply react to events. It makes it difficult to build consensus. It makes it difficult to choose your priorities. It makes it difficult to decide what sort of military you need or what kind of foreign aid you need where.
But Madeleine Albright's defenders say it's hard to impose a strategic vision on the chaotic post-Cold War world, and that her doability doctrine, her flexibility, may be what the country needs. This is Ted Clark in Washington.